pieces.
Listening to Davin's. That number to call in if you're not trying to fax is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Or on the break, that was who are we listening to?
I don't know. You have to tell me.
No, I know that. I'm just trying to find it. I have it typed out. Mm-hmm. But the intro music was See You in Hell by Grim Reaper, and I think that was appropriate. See you in hell, my friend. They don't say goodnight.
See you in hell.
They don't say goodnight to each other. That's what they say.
See you in hell.
On the break, we were listening to Pressure 4-5 Pieces. No, the band is, Pieces, Pressure 4-5. I don't know. Whatever. That's who it was. Listen. Or don't. Stupid. I'm falling shit apart. struggling mightily. Joe's not helping. Things are normal.
I'm very curious with him tonight. I'm watching him, and I'm just being a gentleman sitting here.
I'm thrown.
Joe's not helping. What am I supposed to do?
You know what you're supposed to do, Blue
Hawk. I don't know. I was being courteous.
It throws me.
Would you felt better for fumbling around? Stupid, are you? You know.
It might have settled me.
At least you'd expect that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, Joe's here. He's engaged. Yeah. Being a vicious prick.
That's how you want me, son.
I didn't say, but it's what I expect. I tell you, throw me all the time when you're nice. And it, like, I can't handle this. Oh, all right, let's do some drunks in the news. We haven't done that in a while. Mm. Drunks in the news.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
It's been a long time since we've done this bit, and even longer time since we did a Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Yeah, really long time.
That was a staple of the show.
That was a staple of the show.
Yeah.
The staple came out. I forgot.
Used a staple remover.
It's not like I had anybody reminding me.
I don't even remember what letter we were up to.
Well, it's not even reminding them. I mean, when we go, you know, towards that process, it was always towards the end of the show.
Because that was we did that every week.
We get involved with the scammers in the tail and do the Ann Jackson of the Sickly Sue. So we really haven't gotten there.
The hummer, the hummer, the hummer of the Sickly Sue. Yes, Joe. Yeah.
He's explained it like an old Jewish man. Thank you.
You have the sickly Sue, and the thing is, you got the growth, and then the thing is,
we talk about our sponsors, we can get a nosh, and move on, and there's a show, and we're stupid going to be.
You really should be here earlier, because I say horrible things before the show starts. Not about you.
Just in general.
Taking a break.
I said something so horrible, I go, that should have been in the air, and then maybe it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, no.
It was funny, though.
Oh, it was very funny.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that has nothing to do with anything.
It was
all right.
A preview to the horrible that we bring to you
the
people.
Benjamin Franklin drinking term. I don't know if we did this one. It looks familiar to me, but it might be because I've had it ready to go for so long. Mm-hmm. He cuts his capers.
I don't remember that.
He cuts his capers. So if you were, what did they say? Somebody
sounds like something that needs a visit to the ER.
It sounds like somebody farted. It sounds
who
like a beer fart.
Capers in here.
What I think is capers. Is capers sort of like a spice or something like
they're
that?
They're little these little yeah. Well, green things so that are salty.
I think maybe back in the day.
Go on.
We're back to Blue Waffle.
Ew.
That shoots me in the face. I don't know, but anyway.
Go on.
Green but balls that shoot you in the face?
Joe's, Blue Hawk's had an experience.
No.
Citizens, watch where you're shooting.
Citizens, watch what nest you sit upon.
Blue Hawk comes out of a hideout, not a closet. Okay. So, it's Picard, not Picard. Anyway.
Things that are blue.
But anyway, maybe back in the day, they used capers to put spices in drinks. And maybe if they had a lot of drinks, they'd use a lot of capers, or they'd cut the capers to spice the drinks.
Like bitters?
Yeah, maybe like bitters. So maybe they would cut capers. So if the guy's drinking a lot, it looked like he's been cutting the capers.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. As good as an explanation as any other one we're going to get. We'll go with that, Joe. Thank you.
Trucker Tom says, maybe it was a colonial jizz joke.
Most likely Tom's right.
Yeah, I know. It probably is. If we're talking about Benjamin Franklin.
You know, Tom, those are our patriots. Not the type that deflate balls, by the way.
Listen, Benjamin Franklin was pretty randy.
They
so
were pretty randy, that guy.
Yeah.
They and Jesus wrote the Constitution, yeah, Joseph.
Jesus?
Picture Anthony flying a kite. That would be Benjamin Franklin.
Yes. Hilarious.
Yes. 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 What, but now it's a drone. It used to be a kite.
What are you saying? He got fired
right,
from the...
Right. He used to be a kite. Now it's a drone.
Yeah. It is him.
And now we can't go back to the Continental Congress.
Yes.
Because he was writing some ill things with his quill and pen. His quill and ink.
That was not...
He was talking about the slaves in a not nice way.
That was not... Can't get past security. Joe Rogan show.
That was... Can't. That's great.
All right. So there's this metal band, Black Tongue. And they're on their tour bus driving on a Polish highway. So I guess it's a highway to nowhere. I don't
jokes
know.
Right
they're
themselves.
Going the wrong way.
Yeah. So singer Alex Tien, who's drunk at the time, he needs to use the bathroom. Listen, you drink, you're going to have to tinkle. So he opens up the door to use the bathroom in the bus. Unfortunately, the door he opened was the exit door of the bus.
Did anyone watch Roadrunner cartoons?
No, Joe, we haven't. What is this you speak of?
No. No, I know. You know, just walk out.
What, do you think there was Acme Birdseed that he was looking for?
No, it's just like you walk out of the door. It's like something that would happen in a Roadrunner cartoon. Remember when when the train would come and he pulled the shade down?
Yes,
that
yes.
was my funny.
Wah, wah.
And he just pulled the shade. What a stupid coyote. But anyway.
Hey. I don't know what to say to that either. So he falls out onto the highway. As you might imagine, he suffered some head and face injuries.
Oops.
He later said he was looking for the toilet, but the toilet was engaged, so he opened up this door and stepped out of the still-moving bus. You know what? Who am I to judge Black Tongue? But I'm guessing they're not a metal band that can afford a two-toilet type of bus.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
It's not like let's make a deal of taking a shit, you know? It's like number one or door number two. I like these say...
Door number two, four number two? Is that what you were saying?
I like what they say, and he was instantly rushed to the hospital, where like they would think about things and mull it over. Is he really that hurt?
Drag him back in and investigate.
He's,
he's
got a broken arm. He's not a good singer, you know? He's a singer, not a guitar player. He can make it.
Have you guys ever opened up a door where you're so drunk that it, like, led to your demise?
Yeah,
drink
my
on airplanes.
Front door.
Yeah, walking home.
A sudden, a useless 18-year-old TV is hurled at you. Yeah. She's stronger than I thought.
A coleslaw.
So, no, you haven't.
No.
I'm a bit surprised we haven't heard more of this with bands. Because, you know, you hear about the escapades on the tour buses and everything. Mm. You would think this guy from Black Tongue wouldn't be the first one that opened up the wrong door.
I don't know that tour buses have doors in the back. You know, I guess it's a European tour bus that might, but usually it's the front door where the bus driver's going, where the hell are you going?
The bus driver's paying attention.
Yeah, not that way.
Yeah, couldn't somebody stop you? That's pretty bad.
So have you guys ever toured? Mr. Helix, are you ever toured on a tour bus, Joe?
No.
No.
Quite successful, you both are.
And when were you? And when were you on your bus?
I'm not in a band. Why would I be? I'm not in a band.
Yeah, no. I mean, they've
stupid.
They've driven places, but not.
Yeah,
in a
I figured. I didn't think they were all happening at the Helix household. Come on, everybody, get your Ramones costume on. The audience is coming over. Clean up the cats, woman. We're expecting a big crowd, double digits tonight.
It would save on overhead.
Yeah, sure.
You know what it costs to go on a road.
Sure.
Don't laugh.
All right. Yeah. So maybe you should invite the audience over.
You know what that gas and motel bill looks like, and it's not pretty sometimes.
I don't think I've ever hurt myself as a result of like opening the wrong door after being drunk. I mean, I've done stupid things, but I don't remember like walking out of a moving vehicle kind of stupid things.
Yeah,
that is a special type of stupid.
It is.
I think one time, but I wasn't drunk. Somebody was like had a deck out, like a door opened up a den is where was the deck was, and I'm like, nah. And I closed the
door. What do you mean where the deck was?
I guess they were rebuilding their deck.
Oh, I thought it was like a Twilight Zone. You look down, it's just like Hades down
there's
there.
A big worm popping. There's a there's worm Joanne. Surfaces.
I'm waiting, stupid.
If I opened the door and saw hell down there, I go, I was in the construction business 30 years in the entertainment business. 13, you know, I'm like, you ain't going to scare me.
13?
No, 13. No, that was the comedy. But no, 30, 30 and 30. Same,
yeah.
Same amount of time, 30 years.
Yeah.
About 30 years. So if
you're 60? No.
No, but if I look down at hell, I'm like, eh, ain't going to bother
30
me.
And 30, baseball, very successful. 30 and 30 in Joe's life. Well, we'll move on with the show.
You've got to mention how long you were married.
Mm. Oh, by the way, yeah.
See you in hell, my friend.
By the way, I'm watching. I'm going to look at TVs. I was looking at TVs last night at Target
because you have to.
Yeah, and he had the premiere. They're playing on every TV is the premiere of Mall Cop 2, and he got Kevin, who I know.
Really, it's already in Target on DVD.
They were a preview. I don't know, but they're showing a scene between Kevin James and Chris Monty, and I know. I'm an acquaintance of Kevin. I mean, I know him through Adam, but Chris is one of my pals. You know, Chris has done shows for you.
Was it on the Ambo on Wednesday?
He's on. So I'm watching that, and I'm like, I'm trying to shop for a TV. Does it have to? Would it have to be rubbed in right now?
That's just funny. Yeah.
Like I can't even. Why don't rub it in now?
You change the channel. There's Mike McClinton's video.
Yeah. It's like I'm going home.
Turn the channel.
Start playing around on the computer. You hear Anthony's show. start looking on women's lingerie. There's a for trying to find something for Joe's girl, and there's your soon to be ex looking better than she's ever looked before. Go, what the fuck?
Damn it!
I'm gonna go to PC Richards now. Put a shit on. So anyway.
Yes. All right. Well, we actually found. The Black Tongue's new single. It's called Coma. Here's a little sample of it, of the new Black Tongue. This is the band. Their
inspired
new
by the incident?
Who am I to say? I don't know what comes first. Just listen and enjoy. Turn that off first. There it is. That's a Black Tongue's new single.
I see they were practicing on the bus.
Yeah. Who knows what came first?
Inspired it is.
But yeah, so I encourage everybody to check that out.
Black Tongue. It sounds like they have Black Tongue singing like that.
They're a metal band, and you know.
Yeah,
you would think I didn't think they were an easy listening group.
It's that Cookie Monster music. More before our friend Mike McClinton perfected it.
Cookie.
Moving along. They're developing a gizmo to put in cars that when you're drunk, you can't drive them no more. So they're installing devices in new cars to prevent drunk drivers from starting the engine, and they say it can prevent 85% of alcohol-related deaths in the U.S., saving tens of thousands of lives and billions of dollars from injury-related costs. They say over 15 years, as older cars without the so-called alcohol ignition intro. That gives a whole new thing, alcohol ignition. Give it some Jack. I want to go fast and swerve.
Alcohol ignition.
I don't think that's how they meant it.
No.
Without the so-called alcohol ignition interlock come off the road, sobriety screening systems in new vehicles could avert more than 59,000 crash fatalities, more than 1.25 million non-fatal injuries, and over $340 billion in injury-related costs in a study by the American Journal of Public Health. So then we get this quote here. Alcohol interlocks are used very effectively in all 50 states as a component of sentencing or as a condition for having a license reinstated after DUIs. but this only works for drunk drivers caught by police, and it doesn't catch the people who choose to drive without a license to avoid having the interlock installed. So it's like, well, you're already shit-faced, and you know what? I don't got a license. I'll borrow somebody else's car.
Yeah.
Right. So most drunk drivers make about 80 trips under the influence before they stop for a DUI. So, Joe, what do you got, about 56 more? Summer's coming. That should be a couple notched off.
Oh, God.
I'm very careful.
That's why he stays over. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think he's sober at 7 a.m. before he hits send on that final Facebook post?
As a matter of fact, yeah. You know what?
Unfortunately, yes.
Basically, we have the luxury of several police officers there. And I've got, you know, if I had to leave or something like that, I'd go, can you give me a roadside? You know, they might get cut. Give me a roadside, and he'll give you a roadside test and tell you if you can drive.
Is it like a hand job? Give me a roadside. Give me yield roadside. That'll wake me up.
He gives you the roadside. He gives you the roadside. You know, he's a cop.
Of course, he's drunk off his ass, too, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, you know.
Nobody knows the alphabet, but whatever.
AFD, go.
You're fine.
That's an eye test.
I would have said it.
Stay off the interstates.
Oh, my God.
Now, when you get on the highway, don't go north.
No, but I sleep. I'll crash out. I'll sleep there. Yeah.
Yes, we've seen pictures.
Lots.
So it said most drunk drivers make about 80 trips. He said if we decide that every new car should have an alcohol ignition interlock that's seamless to use for the driver and doesn't take any time or effort, we suddenly have a way to significantly reduce fatalities and injuries that doesn't rely solely on police. So over the 15-year implementation period, interlocks may eliminate about $343 billion in costs from fatalities and injuries related to drunk driving. Assuming the device costs $400 per vehicle and is 100% accurate, the interlock would pay for itself after 3 years by ways of avoided injury costs.
Wow.
The technology at this point is pretty strong. When implemented at a population level, will be negligible in terms of the sticker price of a car. Said somebody from AAA, to be widely adopted, it will need to be a rapid test that's reliable and doesn't inconvenience drivers. Yes, because we can't be bothered to drive sober.
Yeah, right.
Well, you can't be blowing into a tube every time you get in your car.
Yeah, that would be rough, Joe. How could I possibly do that every time I had to get in my car? Enough with their shit!
I've done worse than that in a lot of cars.
Yeah, but you probably did that while you were drunk. And the car wasn't moving if you were doing that.
Not absolutely necessary, but helps.
Wait, the car was moving while you... Have you given a row or an ad?
Actually, I can say no. No.
I know you can say not
while moving. No. No, I was too afraid of somebody crashing.
Pussy.
Yes.
I was going to say suck it up. I was going to say suck it up, but she was. Pull over. I need to get this hog in my mouth. I'm going to give you a roadside.
A roadside.
It's not a roadside. He knows what it is.
Thank you for clarifying. Apparently stupid, didn't realize.
Nice. It's an old-fashioned.
Yes. Give me an old-fashioned roadside. What's that? First you crank it, then you blow it. Yeah. It's an old-fashioned roadside.
Can you imagine the old days on the boar horse and buggy when they would do that?
Sure.
You know, whoa, the horse, no, you're using your teeth on me, stop it. Whoa.
Can't we go someplace tired? I'm tired of this wagon train. They're all looking.
Yeah. Again, the horse?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Though. I mean,
you could
go into the wagon. You could pull over, I guess, into the woods.
Well, yeah, but if you had a buggy, you know, a wagon.
You're not getting a blowjob if you're both riding the horse.
People didn't have big wagons unless they were going out west.
We're expecting some oral treats.
Well, yeah. When somebody drives up with the wagon on, oh, no, you don't. You're not taking my daughter out.
Yeah, it's like pulling up like in the 70s in a van.
Right. It's like, oh, no. Oh, no, I don't think so, mister.
I wonder if you could get roadhead on a horse. Probably not.
Probably not.
Can you imagine being on a buckboard?
There's a lot of bumpity bump. So just picture.
Yeah, because roads weren't that smooth back then.
Yeah, that's a lot of danger. Forget. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
One bite down and you'd never try that again.
See, life's better now.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Nice, smooth highway.
Yes.
For a blowjob.
Yes. That's why they did it. Good old Eisenhower.
Well, because yeah, Eisenhower, he liked getting head. And he goes, you know what? I almost got my knob bit off on the last time in the Jeep. So what I'm going to do is when I come back to the States and become president, I'm going to invent a highway system.
And I'm
going
sure
to invent a highway system.
And I'm
going to
make sure that there are a lot of straightaways. Nice, flat
nice straightaways.
Yeah, you don't want hairpin turns.
Yeah. No, no.
That's the problem with up here. You really can't get into anything like that because we got all these stupid mountains.
Oh, my God. These roads, forget it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Unix,
although, what a way to
it
go. Imagine, can you imagine they find, I don't know what the hell was going on. Her, like, teeth is, like, fucking lockjaw on your hog.
Oh. Did you ever see or read the book, The World According to Garp?
No.
It's a movie.
The movie. Robin Williams was in that movie years ago.
Well, I didn't think it was recent.
Yeah, no, not recent. No, but that's what happened, is that his wife was cheating on him, and so he told her, you tell that guy you're not seeing him anymore. And so they were in the car, the lover and the wife, and he's just like, you know, like basically give me head one more time for the road. And they're sitting in the car in the driveway, and she's doing that, and the Robin Williams is driving his two kids home, and when they used to have a little game is that he would turn out the headlights and there was like a dip in the road, and then they go up into the driveway with the headlights out, and it felt like they're on a roller coaster. It was like a little game. So they're like, come on, Dad, do it. So he does it, and then he can't see that the car is in the driveway. So he bashes into the back of the car, and she bit his dick off. That happened in the movie. I was like, oh my God.
I'll move on with our story.
That would hurt.
Yeah.
You know, in the movie Peter Pan, they both flew out the window, Peter Pan and Tinkerbell and the kids, and they fought a pirate and an alligator that had a bad attitude.
I wonder if that was no fault.
I don't know.
Much like Facebook, a tad late.
And I don't think insurance was the biggest...
It was quicker. You're getting there.
I don't think insurance was the biggest issue that evening.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to move on now. Thanks, Pip.
You're still bringing up that show, right? It was a day late.
It was a couple days late.
It was all right.
A couple days late. You're a comic.
He gets upset.
I can't wait for your Reagan material.
He can't. He gets.
I know. He gets indignant.
But I don't know what.
I have expectations that are always never met.
I think
no. Always never met.
Because
that was my English. Yeah.
But I think he gets mad because I won't fight back, because on this one he's got a point. And it gets even madder because he's looking for a fight.
Mad.
Am I giving him one?
I'm not mad. Like, I'm going to get through this article before Pip has another flashback. It's like Family Guy with no humor. Now I want to find my sound effects for Stewie. But I'm not going to look. All right. Should have had that ready to go, Joe.
He's like, I'm afraid.
All right, so it's
got
to be a rapid test. Right. The screening tool to do this is still in development and may not be road ready for another 5 to 8 years. Dr. Bud Zauk, who is working to develop the technology known as the Driver Alcohol Detection System for safety, or DADS, of course it is. It would prevent a car from moving if the driver has a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or greater, the legal limit in all 50 states, and could be set to zero for drivers under the legal drinking age. Unlike the alcohol ignition interlocks, which require you to blow into a device and are used for convicted drunk drivers, DADS is a driver-assisted system that would be seamless, take less than half a second, and use infrared to light measure a driver's blood alcohol content in the breath or through the fingertips, which is far more reliable, Zook said. Getting DADS into all vehicles can eliminate the element of chance involved in catching drunk drivers under a current system that relies on police, said Adrian Lund, president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. I'm in favor of this. Anybody not in favor of this?
I don't think it's a bad idea.
I think it's a good idea.
I like it. What about the argument that there are some people that are not drunk at 0.08? I mean, some people can handle more and they're good to go.
Well, I think that the point is that you're not supposed to drive at 0.08 whether you are drunk or not. So this is a way, even, you know, you don't want to risk getting, you know, caught and getting a ticket. So even if you don't feel intoxicated or you're actually able to function better than maybe the next person at that level, you still don't want to get caught, and you don't want to have that misunderstanding that you think that you're good to go, but you're really impaired.
No, I agree. I think the one concern is it's another case of Big Brother. Kind of is like Big Brother tracking you in your own car. But I think the greater good for society outweighs it.
Well, here's the thing. It's not tracking you in your own car. It's making you it's not tracing where you're going.
Yeah, but don't you think they would have that linked into some big computer somewhere? Because all the cars now have computers in them.
They're doing that now, from what I hear. You know, I mean, like,
right? But I'm saying now they could say, oh, you know, Peter has a little bit of a problem. You know, he's drinking all the time. He can never start his car. And what happens? You know, what happens if you work for the government and they find that out? I mean, these are theoretical things.
Yeah,
that could come up. I mean, there's a lot of theoretical things that have come up with the advent of the internet and Facebook and all social media, which has changed the way society is. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I mean, if it's going to save lives
and money,
you know, it's you know, it's a good idea.
I think it's worth it.
I thought about that aspect of, you know, is this another bit of the government trying to control our behavior? But in this particular,
well, they are.
They are. Oh, and. No doubt.
And
about
think
it.
About think about. I'm sorry to interrupt, but think about it. It means the cops can focus on other things.
Right, right. Which they should be able to do. Because
there's black men that need to be shot.
Oh God, I'm not going there. What changed my mind about it, and pretty quickly, was I thought, you know what? It's true what they say that driving is a privilege. It's not a right.
That is true.
So if this is what it takes to keep people from getting drunk and getting behind the wheel, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it too.
Government, you know, providing that safeguard.
I'm still amused that, like, blowing Joe perceived, and I guess other people perceived, as too inconvenient. So they have to be like, where you just touch it now.
Yeah, and it's like it reads it through your fingers or something.
What happens if you have emphysema? Yeah. What happens if you're wearing mittens? Now you gotta take. It's cold outside. Now I gotta take off my mittens and touch not the cat named Mittens, but touch the steering wheel. I'm gonna freeze.
It just seems that blowing into it would be even as minor as it is would be inconvenient. You know, you have to go in, you have to blow into this thing. However, with this system that they have, it's an infrared system that will read the blood alcohol that way, so it takes a second. So
I like it.
Somebody's going to figure out how to disable a thing.
I mean,
there's going to be a cottage industry with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that there will
be. An Irishman will hire an Asian to figure it out.
And?
I just report the news. I don't. I didn't say a Scotsman, but we know what you're thinking. No, you can't afford an Asian.
I wouldn't pay for one.
No, you wouldn't.
No. Lisa said, "Well, it'll keep insurance premiums down." I don't know about that.
Nah, I doubt.
I don't think so.
I don't. Well, you know, it would be interesting if it does, if it cuts, because airbags. If you have a car with airbags, mm-hmm. you know, it's cheaper than if you have an older car without airbags.
Right, but it would be if every car was equipped.
Right, but
with
there's always going to be classic cars on the road.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they're not going to make you put it in your 57 Chevy.
No.
How do you know?
Because they said they won't. They're going to put it in all new cars.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
Yeah. Yeah, I think because if it's going to be mandatory, it's not going to be like, you know, I mean, airbags now. I mean, almost every car has airbags, so it's not going to be like an option, you know, like the way it was. You know, but the whole thing, it's for safety. I mean, when seatbelts first came out, it was almost like the same scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I
hate seatbelts.
I did not like it. Yeah. I thought, you know, it was bullshit that they made us wear a seatbelt. Why, you know, what was it? Till I had a little Mazda, which I turned into an accordion one day. And, I came up when I hit because some bus turned in front of me, and when I'm hitting the bus, and I felt myself go up by the window and get pulled back. If I wasn't wearing a seatbelt, I would have flew right out of the front window.
Yeah.
See, when I crashed my '88 Camaro, I was not wearing a seatbelt. Head-on collision, hydroplane into a Caprice Classic, which are like the cop cars, or at least they were back in the day.
Yeah.
Wound up breaking my tooth on that, and still, I'm like, I don't need a seatbelt. But now I have to. The reason I wear my seatbelt is because my car's a nag. Like, if I don't wear it, it goes, bing, 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 shut up! So I wear the seatbelt, so it works.
Yeah.
Because my car is annoying. Stupid little Asian car, Koreans.
Well, not that I should tell you this, but you could do it the cop way and belt it behind you and sit in front of it. But then you're going to get a nice hefty ticket.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it does.
If you're going to, you know, if you're going to do it, you're going to put it on.
Put it on. Mm-hmm.
So just a little side note. I was talking on the phone with Johnny Race, and I got pulled over by the cop, a trooper. And he goes, You know, you were talking on the phone. I go, it was an emergency phone call. I had it.
It was a band meeting.
He didn't need
Johnny was
that.
At Mandy's and needed to know what type of blouse to buy.
Is this rock and roll?
Oh, big fan, big fan.
I tell him something. So he goes, is your license clean? I go, you could check it. And he goes, yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine. But usually when I get pulled over, I'm drunk.
No. I go, no, I go, it's clean. Yeah, you can check it. He goes, maybe I'll do that. And we started laughing. I go, yeah, you got
two bullshit artists. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead.
No, I didn't mean, no, it wasn't facetious. I said, no, check, you know, please.
Knock yourself out. Why don't you do your job? I'm paying your salary.
I didn't say it like that.
Use your damn computer.
Joe's like, isn't there a black teen you should be chasing?
Oh. It was actually a black policeman.
And were you respectful?
Yes.
And that's
yes.
why you didn't get shot?
Yes.
Was he wearing a hoodie?
No.
Now, Joe, when he came to the car, did you go hands up?
No.
Did you go, I can't breathe?
Oh. Did you say raise the roof?
Can you imagine that? Nobody buys the new alcohol car thing because I can't breathe. So they can't blow into the stupid thing. Whole thing fails.
Well, anyway, he goes back to the police car and he comes up and he goes, look, he goes, your license here. I'm going to give you a dirty license plate. He goes, I could give you...
I'm going to give you a what?
Dirty license plate. That's an infraction.
Yeah, an infraction.
Lesser infraction.
A dirty license plate. I couldn't read your license plate. Right? He goes, I'm telling you right now, talk on a cell phone is 4 points on your license. So he goes, you know, I'm just telling you. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to give you this, blah, blah. I'm like, thank you very much. So I
a
get
dirty license plate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's
so,
a whole
yeah.
list of things.
Hey,
you could
yeah,
write
he
before.
Could. Yeah, hey,
you're a dirty little license
hey,
plate,
I'll
aren't
take
you?
It. But however,
well,
however,
let me slide you in the crack
it's
of her
Nassau,
ass.
Nassau County. They do want their money. I get the. I plead guilty. I'm not going to argue with the guy.
Yeah,
I'm going to cut you a break.
Yeah, I set in a $235 fine.
Oh, there's nothing
Holy
cheap.
Crap.
There's nothing cheap. You should clean that, Joe. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. I think there's gnats on the front of it. I mean, really, you should protect them. They're flying their little heads into your car.
But he did that not to put. So you know what though? Pay it. You know how would it, when I you don't have to pay. You know what I would have to pay to get 4 points off my license of running.
Oh,
it would
yeah.
be $700 easy.
Why don't you just easy get, why don't get a Bluetooth?
You know why? Because I'm an idiot, and I'll tell you why.
We have a lot of reasons.
You could have stopped right there, and Davin would have been satisfied.
Yeah, that would have been the answer.
I'm stupid because I had one, and I used one, and it was in the old Element. And there's a little compartment that I had the Bluetooth in the old Element.
Oh,
so when
no.
I got the new Element, I cleaned everything out, forgetting the damn Bluetooth was in that.
And you don't have another $25. The day program doesn't pay you anything.
There's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, you should.
It's one of those minor things where you're like, all right,
that's the great thing about my car because I never liked the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
The one I didn't like the ear thing
because
I found
I
it very
that.
Uncomfortable. But yeah. My car is it automatically does it, so it's easy. It goes
but
through
the
car.
But the quality is not that, and I'm not busting.
Some, it's better than it used to be on mine.
Is it because it was?
It's not great.
Have you talked to him when he's in the car?
It's bad.
It's awful. It's maddening.
It's not so pleasant talking to me live. So.
I know, but it's
at least we're
going to
hear you.
Yeah.
So you should be happy talking to me in the car.
I know, but it's like, yeah. dude, what did you say? I said it, and it gets pissed.
No,
I said it.
No, I'm getting pissed. I'm saying it louder.
I know, but
but it sounds like you're yelling.
Well,
so
it's you.
Now we're going to yell that twice.
Well,
twice.
It's you.
Yeah, you're yelling at us for the topic, and then you're yelling at us because you got to make yourself heard, so it's like getting bawled out.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm not getting tickets, so it's safer.
Yeah.
But that was like, you know, you gotta pay it, you know. And the guy, he could have, if he decided to be a prick and give me that, it's, like I said, $700, and that's if the DA is in a good mood and the judge is in a good mood, $700.
Right, but damn, that's a lot for a dirty license plate.
I'm not.
Yeah, but it was
a
really
lot.
Dirty.
The
story that
license
plate could
do.
It's been to Pennsylvania, that license
what
plate.
What am I going to do? Ooh. Even if he told me at the side of the road, it's going to be $225 or whatever, what am I going to argue? I couldn't even argue
now, let
then.
Me ask you, did you offer him an old-fashioned roadside?
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Wasn't much, but
all right. We're going to take our final break. You are listening to Davin. Then we'll be back with scammers. Good scammer stuff this week.
Awesome.
Good scammer, both with the scam busting and the scam baiting. Good
Ooh.
Stuff. We'll see you in a few minutes. You are listening to Davin's Den.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net, Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.